let's talk Be'ezat Hashem a few minutes about the Kiddusha of the Day of Purim. This comes from the Sefer Or HaHalacha. Katuv be'Sefer Ta'ameh HaMinhagim, it's brought down in many Sefarim, Ita be'Tikunim, in Tikune HaZohar, Tikun Kaf Aleph. Purim itkariyat al Shem Yom Kippurim. It's good to know the source to what we hear all the time. We always hear the statement that Purim is like Yom Kippurim. In fact, the opposite. Yom Kippurim, Kepurim, is like Purim, in a way to suggest that Purim is to a certain degree on a higher level than Yom Kippur. That's a statement in the Zohar, specifically in the Tikune Zohar, Tikun Kaf Aleph. Yom Kippur uKippurim ki Mordechai veEsther pa'alu sheBiyom Purim lo haya shum kitrug al Israel. Because one of the things that Mordechai and Esther were able to effect on the day of Purim is to remove kitrug from Am Israel, that the Satan should not be able to say anything bad about Am Israel on the day of Purim, and that's why they were saved. V'nahafochu asher ishletu haYehudim. And that's similar to Yom Kippurim. We know that the Gemara says in Masechet Yomah that Yom Kippur is the one day out of the year that the Satan cannot be mekatreg on Am Yisrael. Right? The Satan is begematria 300. Ha-Satan is begematria 354. Am I right? Sashin? 359. So, plus 5, that's 364. So that's one day less than 365 of the year. What happened to that one day? That's the one day the Hasatan cannot be mekatreg. The Gemara says this in Masechet Yoma. So Mordechai and Esther were able to bring about the same thing on the day of Purim. Kemo b'Yom HaKippurim al yedei ha-Sa'ir. How was this? How did it happen? Ki b'seuda hashniya b'yom hasheni b'mishteh hayayin shel Esther hayta kavanata lekorban ha'azazel mamash b'harigat haman. The Maor v'Shemesh writes that on the second day when she invited Achashverosh and Haman again to come to mishteh hayayin, she had in mind that Haman is going to be like what? Like the seir la'azazel. Just like on Yom Kippur, the seir is taken, a scapegoat is taken, and he's thrown off the cliff, and v'shilach et avonotam el eretz gezera, and therefore all the kitrugim go from away from Am Yisrael. This was the kavana, says the Maor v'Shemesh, that Esther had with Haman on the second day of Mishteh Hayayin. Ubazen asah kategor sanhegor. The one that was the prosecutor in the beginning turned into the one who spoke on behalf of the Jewish people. Who's that? That's Achashverosh. Achashverosh was the one who gave permission to annihilate the Jewish people. And all of a sudden now, he's saying to Teluhu Alav, to hang up Haman, Dehainu sheneepach lev Achashverosh letova, vediber tov al Yisrael. So that was something that Mordechai Esther brought about on the day of Purim, which is similar to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen, the one who is known for the Sefer Shevet HaMusar, so he wrote in his other Sefer called Midrash Eliyahu, Shamati Merabenu HaKadosh, he means the Ari HaKadosh, Sheyom Purim Mechaper HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avonotehem Shel Yisrael Ki Yom HaKippurim. It's a day of kapara. It's a day of atonement just like Yom Kippur. Unbelievable. Rak, the only difference is as follows. Yom HaKippurim Utkan Al Kaparat HaEgel. Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, is because of the Chet HaEgel, because of the sin of the golden calf. Sheba Am Yisrael le'ovdo misibat achila u'shtiyah. How did Am Yisrael worship the Chet HaEgel? Vayochlu, vayushtu, they made party, right? They started dancing. Lachen bedin hu she'it'anu. So therefore it follows that the day of kapara for Chet HaEgel, the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Salachti kidvarecha, for that, it should be the opposite. Instead of achila ushtiya, we fast. Sheitkapru al hanimshach mima sheachlu veshatu. Aval Purim, on the opposite. Sheha Yeshua nimshecha al yedei sheit'anu. How did the Yeshua happen by Purim? By fasting. They fasted 3 days, Laila Vayom. Lachen bedin sheitkapru be'achila. Therefore now, the day of Purim becomes the day of eating. The kapara of Purim comes through the eating. It's good to remember. When we're sitting down and eating on Purim, when we're drinking on Purim, it is affecting kapara for Am Yisrael. That's not me. This is the Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen, based on the Tikkunim. Ve'u al derech she'amu chazal kol ha'ochel ve'shote be'erev yom ha'kipurim ke'ilu it'ana te'shi'i ve'asiri. Nimtza kemo she'yesh kapara be'ta'anit, kach yesh kapara al yedei achila u'shtiyah. Another source. From the Sefer Sisei Laila. That's by the great Tzaddik Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen Milublin. He says, kol ha'brachot klulot b'shalom. All the blessings are included in shalom. V'chein amru b'sof okatzin. And this is a well-known Mishnah at the end of Masechet Okatzin. Derak ha-shalom ha-kli ha-machzik bracha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Mishnah there, that he looked for a container of blessings. What could have in it all the blessings? V'lo matza. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. V'lo matza ela shalom. וכן הוא קדושת יום הפורים, כלי מחזיק ברכה וכולל כל מיני ברכות. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that the kedusha of the day of Purim is like a kli machzik bracha, like a container, a vessel that contains in it all the brachot. דעל כן אמרו בתיקונים על יום הכיפורים, רוצה לומר כפורים. וידוע מי נתלה במי, קטן בגדול. כיפורים הוא ימי רצון הרבה יותר מיום הכיפורים, כי הוא רב שלום האמיתי חותם כל הברכות. That's what Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen says, that the day of Purim is actually ימי רצון on a higher level than יום הכיפורים, כי הוא רב שלום האמיתי. It is filled with shalom. On the day of Purim, there's mishloach manot, matanot la'evyonim. Everybody is happy with each other. People drink together. You know what happens when people drink together? Even people who are not so happy with each other, they drink. Oh, they forget a little bit. We'll talk about that a different time. They forget a little bit and they become better friends. That's the day of Purim. It's filled with the bracha of shalom. A few more minutes. V'katav v'sefer yesod v'shoresh avodah. Another holy sefer. Yesod v'shoresh avodah. Writes as follows. Darshu rabotenu bagmara hakdosha al pasuk layhudim hayta ora, ora zu Torah. Upiresh Rashi shegazar aleim aman shelo yasku b'Torah. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah says on the pasuk, layhudim hayta ora, that Am Yisrael received light on the day of Purim. What's ora? Says the Gemara, ora zu Torah. Shenehemar ki neu mitzvah v'Torah or. What do you mean they received Torah on the day of Purim? Rashi, alamakom, Rashi explains there, Haman, we don't know where Rashi got this from, maybe there's a midrash, but it's as if Rashi is talking on his own there, and Rashi says, Haman was gozer on the Jewish people not to learn Torah. It's interesting, we have a Gemara that says he came into the Bet Midrash, he actually became a chavuta almost with some of them. And yet, somehow, Rashi is saying, Haman made a gezerah, that Am Yisrael should not be mitasek b'Torah. So on the day of Purim, by the Yeshua of Purim, they were able to begin to learn again. Mize yir'e chiyuv gadol b'yom hazeh, says the Yesod v'shoresh ha'avodah. Therefore, there is a big obligation on the day of Purim. Al kol yodeh ha'sefer, anyone who knows how to handle a sefer, she'ilmad toratenu ha'kdosha ve'lismoach b'limudah. Day of Purim is not a day of bitul Torah. The day of Purim is a day of learning Torah. And not only to learn Torah, but to rejoice. Like we say in Ahavat Olam, we're going to say, Venismach venaaloz, bedivrei talmud toratecha, velatet hoda'a atzuma. The Yesod v'shoresh ha'avodah always talks like this. Velatet hoda'a atzuma befiv, ubemachshavto leyotzrenu ubor'enu baruchu baruch shemo. And to have in mind when we learn on the day of Purim, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher heni atzad goyim vayefer machshevot arumim, that he canceled the plot of Haman, his gezerah, Haman atzorer, shegazar alenu am kadosh mila'asok betoratenu hakdosha. V'chein iskar b'shulchan aruch. So he says, ach atzati emuna unchona le'adam. I give you a good piece of advice. Listen to this now. Shelo yazuz mibet ha-midrash shachrit ad she'ilmad. That a person should not budge from the Bet HaMidrash in the morning, or Bet HaKnesset, עד שילמד, until he learns, כי בביתו יכול לבוא לידי ביטול מפאת גודל תרדות היום. Once you go home, it's already a different story. It's hard to be able to learn. Don't leave the Bet Midrash, the Bet HaKnesset, until you learn something. If you give me one more minute, he has here a quote from Maran Achida in his Sefer Lev David. Quote, ובעיני הדבר פשוט, שאם כל ישראל היום הזה, רבותיי, listen to this. You don't know why you came tonight. You came to hear this. This is unbelievable. שאם כל ישראל היום הזה, אשר זרע המלך לטבח יופעל, ונפל המנהרה הזה, he writes in a poetic way, ראש מבית רשע, היו נוהגים בסדר קדושה? Says the Chida, very piercing words of Musar. He says, if the holy nation, on the day of Purim, would behave on the day of Purim with Kedusha, והשמחה הייתה מקודשת לשמיים, and the rejoicing and the happiness would be לשם שמיים, for the sake of Hashem, ויתר היום עוסקים בתורה כל אחד כפי שיעורו, and as much as possible, any extra minute that you have, the Jews would learn Torah on the day of Purim, says the Chidai, goes out on a limb, and he says, Al ken, bizchar ze hayinu nigalim geulat olam. We would have already the geula, v'imache zecher amalek, and the remembrance of amalek would have been wiped out. Ki hayom hazeh asher echel inpol, v'nafal mehem kach. He says, because this is the day. The day of Purim is the day that's mesugal for nefilat amalek. There's only one thing that's needed. We need to be Am Yisrael. We need to be Am Kadosh. So if on the day of Purim, we would be Am Kadosh, we would learn Torah and we would rejoice, L'shem Shamayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Hayinu Mitamtzim Batorah U'Mitzvot Kayam Hazeh, Ra'a Tavua Alehem Lezera Amalek, Ad Kalotam Otam, Uva Letzion Goel. So that's the words of the Chida in Lev David. So he says, Ashrenu Matov Chelkenu, that Am Yisrael is Marbim B'Tzedakah on the day of Purim, they give Tzedakah to those who are Amelet Torah, והוא אשר דיברתי כי בכוח מעשה הצדקה אשר היא הייתה אם לכל הטובה לכפרה לבטל גזרות רעות להכיש תשועתנו בכוח עבודתנו לשם יתברך אין ספק שהייתה מפלת עמלק גמורה ותפרה ישע גאולה שלמה עד כאן לשונו of the Chida רבי חננה מלך אשר מרצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיך אחי ובא להם תורה מצוות שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויעדיר